What's going on, guys? This is Josh, your host, with D2H, or Decoys to Hunt. I'm trying something new here. I finally got some podcasting equipment, so to speak. So we're going to try it out and see how it works. So this podcast is probably going to be a little bit about kind of what's going on as far as the new shop. Also, if you guys follow along with me on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, you have probably seen that there's a new little addition to my family. Little Tobias was born. I am very excited to have my very first son. he was born on 10/9, weighing in at 8 pounds, 10 ounces. He's a little bit of a big baby, close to me, actually, what I was weighing when I was born. So that was pretty cool. So I'm very, very excited to have him aboard. And then when he gets old enough, I'll teach him how to make decoys and hunt, of course. Hunting is always the coolest thing. Not just that, maybe, you know, the whole passing down traditions thing, even though I'm the first one in my family to ever make decoys. So I think it's pretty cool. In the shop, if there were a few videos that went out not too long ago about the Blue Line Outdoors MD, I am now a sponsor slash part of Blue Line Outdoors MD, and I am excited to do that with my good buddies Chris, aka Sarge, Keith, aka Chunk, and Brian, aka Rogue. They finally came up with a nickname for me, and I am the Duck Man. Just because, of course, make decoys. Looking forward to helping them with certain things that they need to help with, along with doing recordings and videos and stuff like that with them. I am going to start bringing them on to this podcast, so we'll have more people on board besides myself, which I think will be an awesome addition to what's going on. So with the shop, finally got almost everything set up in the shop exactly where I want it. There's a few odds and ends things that need to be finished. I need to finish some more shelving for the decoys once they're done painting, being painted on. So they're drying racks, basically. And then my duplicator. For those of you who don't know, a lot of us nowadays, we don't turn out bodies by hand anymore, just because the mass production, so to speak, of them. We use a duplicating lathe. There's no two of them alike, is what I tell people. They're all like snowflakes, which is really cool. There is one person that used to be, two people who used to put them together who are still alive, but they don't really do it anymore, Dave Walker and Jimmy Pierce. But Jimmy still makes a couple other pieces of equipment, which I think is pretty cool. My duplicator is in the process of being worked on. Just needs a few more pieces, and then I can get it up and running. So look for, hopefully, springtime. I will have a couple videos up of it running and turning possibly about 150 mallard bodies out. That's right, 150. So besides that, everything's basically said and done. There is a couple things that I do want to do with little TLC things with the shop, as far as like painting the walls, the shelving units, painting them white so they match the walls, recoating the floor, because it is a two-car garage. Just want to seal the floor with something nice that and make it look nicer. When, especially on the paint shop side, where people come in and tend to, you know, sit down and talk and hang out. I do also want to, one of the last few things is I'm going to take the garage door opener that's on the paint shop side and move it to the workshop side. That way, I can build more shelving for the ducks. And then two, I'm not really going to use the garage door that much, unless it's a dire need. for something. But at the same time, the shop side, I can open and close it whenever I need to, as far as like when I'm using the duplicator, because the duplicator works like a typewriter too. So it goes from the left, starts out on the left and goes all the way to the right and ends at a certain point. That point actually extends outside the garage, so I'll have to have the garage door open. So it won't be too much during the winter time when I'm, you know, using it, unless I can build a small little door to go in between the shop, the two shops. I have been off work from my main job since October 4th, just because of the little guy, which I'm happy for. I'm nice to get a little bit of a somewhat of a vacation, but it's much needed, of course, for any newcomer to the family. I go back on the 28th, I think it is, and then I work like maybe 2-3 weeks, and then probably have another week off for Thanksgiving. Haha, see how that works. My wife, though, she's lucky enough. She has a, she works 11 weeks, gets off, goes back to work right before Christmas break, and then works literally, I think, like 4 days, and then she has Christmas break. You can't beat that. But anyways, so back to hunting. Actually, one quick thing. I know this has nothing to do with decoys or hunting or anything like that. For those of you who know me, I am a big train fanatic. I love trains. I have ever since my grandfather had taught me about certain things with trains, especially HO gauge. And then recently, well, not really recently, but 2 years ago, I'm thinking now. Yeah, about 2 years ago, when I met my wife. And I started finally, like, actually hanging out with her at her parents' house and stuff like that, which was pretty cool. Her father is a big train collector. However, there's a big gauge difference between mine and his gauge. He loves the O gauge, or the O27 gauge, and I am, of course, is a HO gauge person. However, I am a big person into trying new things. So this past weekend, myself, my boy Jaden, for those of you who don't know him, I may have him on as like a little guest to see what he thinks about this. He is like my stepson, so to speak. And then my father-in-law and myself, us three went up to York, PA, to the York Fairgrounds, and went to this year's, the second of this year's train show. I love going to train shows. I miss, you know, going to the B&O River Museum. For those of you who aren't in this area that are listening, I am in Maryland, so there's a few things around within, you know, driving distance that I can go to, hence B&O and Strasburg and few other things, which I think is pretty cool. However, I've had this wicked idea that I have an airbrush. I don't use it on my decoys, but I've used it for other things as far as modeling and like plastic models and different scenery when I've done dioramas and stuff like that. However, I got this greatest idea because the last time I went to the York Train Show, which was going on maybe 6 to 7 months ago, I noticed this guy had nothing but just empty shells as far as like just like for locomotives and cabooses and stuff like that. They're just empty. There's nothing in them. So I was like, oh, how cool would that be, you know, to get a couple of these and repaint them with some cool, you know, designs and stuff like that. So I have on my table, actually on my podcast table here, which is also like my model table and stuff like that. So I can kill two birds with one stone. I have 5 locomotives, and then I have a caboose. They are all missing chassis and motors and wires and lights and everything like that. It's literally just a shell. That's all it is. However, one of the ones I did notice that I have is a, hold on, let me grab it here. It's a Union Pacific SD70M locomotive shell. It's just the top portion. And it's number 4979. I didn't notice this until I flipped it upside down that it has all the wiring for all the lights. I was like, oh, well, that's a good find. And the cool part is it still has the model number inside, so if I wanted to, I could rebuild the entire one. Reasons for how you can buy shells is the guy had told me that Lionel. So all the locomotives I have were Lionels at one point in time in their life. However, the newer ones, there's three newer locomotives that I have that are so new that basically Lionel, I guess Lionel has like a, what's that thing that we did in school? No-go gauge, so to speak. So it means it either passes a test or it doesn't. And I guess these ones didn't pass their test. So Lionel, they send them back over from China to Lionel. And then Lionel just goes, let's get rid of them. So they end up either selling them or people buying them in bulk and stuff like that. And then resell them and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. So I may post pictures of those on my pages. Don't know yet because it's not really decoy related. However, one engine, I am thinking of a nice waterfowl scene, which I think would be pretty cool. But we'll see. So, back to the hunting aspect of things. Almost done all the silhouettes that I was working on for Blue Line Outdoors, MD. And all I got to do is put the white mitten, as I call it, around the goose's head, and then the white patch next to, close to the end of the tail. I have about maybe 25 left to do. There's a total of, I think I counted 70-something that I've done. Of course, there's videos, if you guys haven't seen them already, of myself and Brian and Chris and Keith all sitting in my shop painting them. We did like live episodes and stuff like that, which is really cool as far as getting stuff done. And you'll see those guys more often in my shop than needed, because there are times where I get overloaded as far as orders and time and stuff like that. So I will need their help. I'm sorry. Like I said, this is new equipment. And right now I am currently set up in my basement for podcasting. So you may hear the washer and dryer going off. Or I thought I heard her somewhere. My kitty cat, Sophia. Somewhere.
Two.
I don't know. Hopefully my plan is to possibly like wall this off so I can make this a soundproof room and be able to record in it. Not just that, I know my wife used to do makeup tutorials and stuff like that stuff, so I think it'd be a pretty cool thing to do. Also, you may hear my little buddy Jaden walking around upstairs. We do live in an old house, but it is a pretty cool house. So, got the silhouettes, they're almost done. I did post recently on my Instagram and Facebook about something bad that's happened in the shop. Whoa! Not very many people do that, which it is what it is. Stuff happens every day. I especially don't really normally post about it, just because it's usually, I don't know how to put it in terms, but what it entailed was a red, white, and blue swan that I made for a event for Fallen Outdoors. I believe they do hunts for veterans and stuff like that, and take the veterans out on hunts, like duck hunts or, you know, deer hunts or whatever type of hunt that's in season. So I made a red, white, red, white, and blue custom swan for them. And I've done everything that I've normally done over the years with Rust-Oleum paint and Rewax and everything like that. And I let the paints were completely dry. I put the Rewax on it to start making it look antique. And one swipe of the cloth, and the paints literally just started running and mixing. Don't know what happened. I contacted both companies to see, you know, hey, like, what's, did you guys change anything in your products or anything like that? They said that, what did they say? Oh, so Briwax came back and said, never change our product, you know, info. Rust-Oleum has yet to come back to me, so I'm starting to think, might be Rust-Oleum. However, I still use their paints. Their paints are awesome, just like Ronin's. Those are the main two paints that I use. I will try to figure out something else. As far as when I go to Briwax or Antique, the decoys, which, in the long run, it's fine. It's, stuff happens. Anyways, so the moral of the story is I put a picture up on Facebook and Instagram, and literally I was expecting, you know, oh, you know, well, one person did, TC, was like, you know, oh, you gotta let it dry. TC, you're forgetting that I've been making decoys for quite a while, buddy. But, hey, everybody has their opinions. Right off the bat, people were like, dude, it's awesome. Like, I want one. And I'm like, wow. You know, and the first person who said that they wanted it, I contacted them and was like, hey, if you really want it, you can come and get it free of charge. I'm not charging you. If you didn't say something, you know, I was literally going to, it was going to turn into firewood. Unfortunately, that tends to happen with some of the decoys that I don't feel like completely resanding down and then, you know, repainting. They just get flamed, so to speak. Found the cat. She's right behind me. That was pretty cool. Also, if you guys are on Facebook and you haven't seen already, we have talked about the God Guns and Grills event that was just recently, I think this past Saturday or the Saturday before. Sorry, Mike, can't remember. I have too many days remembering and going through my head right now. Hold on. I made a one-of-a-kind duck for this event. It's all goes towards a scholarship fund, which I think is really awesome for a church over in Kingsville. So every year, I say every year, I've only done this event 2 years now. However, I enjoy making stuff for events like this. And so this year I made a canvas back drake with smoking a corn cob pipe and has a straw cap, like a scarecrow, which I thought was pretty cool. I want to thank Jeff Spencer right off the bat for allowing me to borrow his head pattern for the canvas back. Originally his, I switched it up a little bit to make it kind of my own, but it is his original pattern is for a smiling can drake. So basically he has like a wide grin, which I think is pretty cool. So if you want to see some of his work, go over to Spencer Decoys on Facebook. I don't know if he's on Instagram, but Spencer Decoys, Jeff Spencer, he's awesome. Great work. So anyways, I made this, canvas pack drake, for this event, limited edition, one of one, won't make any more of them again. I may do something completely different, but I won't do the corn cob pipe. So that was one of the things that I did. Besides the Fallen Outdoors swan, which is actually almost finished, the new one's almost finished. This time, I am not antiquing it. Sorry. It's just how what happened. But theirs will be shipped out here probably Monday. Yeah, I'm going to go on Monday. Monday they'll be shipped out, Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday at the latest. But I'll make sure it gets there overnight, which should be awesome. That's pretty cool too, because I'm one of their biggest sponsors, which I didn't realize. They sent me an image of one of their t-shirts for the marathon, and my logo is nice and big on the back of the shirt, and I really appreciate that, and I didn't even expect anything like that, which is awesome. I will continue to help out Fallen Outdoors. I love the work that they do to help out veterans. You know, those guys deserve stuff like that more than anybody else. Sorry, that was the dryer. So next up in the shop, we are going to, I bought a bunch of plastic ducks. Yes, I don't like plastic, trust me. However, I'm going to do something completely different out of them. I am not going to use them for floating in the water. I'm going to be using them for field hunting. Just because I got a bunch of mallards in there, and I'm going to repaint them and cut the weights off of them, maybe remelt the weights if it's lead in there. And then the bluebills that came there, I may do, I'm going to repaint them and then put them, I may keep the weights on them just because we got a pond now where we go to hunt and might be able to use them on the pond. As far as, I'll let those guys use them from Blue Line Outdoors, MD. But as far as my rig, if we want to go hunting on that pond and I'm going to be there, I'm making sure that some of my wooden decoys are there. Forget them plastic ducks. Wood all the way. I'm going to cut this podcast short for today, which, you know, it is what it is. But hopefully I can start getting back in the swing of things, getting things out there on a normal basis, start posting more videos on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. Besides that, this is Josh with Blanchett Decoys and Decoys to Hunt or D2H, along with Blue Line Outdoors MD, or as those guys call me, Duckman. Be sure to follow both of us, if you don't mind, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Hit subscribe, like, share, follow. Do whatever you want. Okay? Feel free, if you have any questions for us or myself, feel free to message us on Blanchett Decoys or Blue Line Outdoors MD. We do giveaways on both pages, so be on the lookouts for those. Right now we're doing a 5-week giveaway, and we're getting ready to start week 3 of the giveaway. It should have started last Sunday, but just too much going on for the whole crew. So, this is Josh, a.k.a. Duckman, with Blue Line Outdoors MD and Blanchett Decoys owner. I will talk to you guys again. See ya.